My name's Mary Jo, and I'm a compulsive overeater. It's so good to be here and see all your beautiful faces. I like to just start with I haven't done this for a long time, and so I just would like to say the set aside prayer. God, please set aside everything I think I know about you, everything I think I know about myself, everything I think I know about others, and everything I think I know about my own recovery, for a new experience with myself, a new experience with others, a new experience with my own recovery, and especially a new experience with you. Oh, yes, it has been a long time for me to speak, so I'm not even sure how my name came up, but it's all in divine order. So I'll just give a little bit about my history. My mom took me to my first OA meeting on September 27th, 1976. I was only 3 years old. I'm gonna be 67 next month. So I was 18 or 19. I know that date because my mom shared with me a little journal she kept. It was her first meeting as well. There were I remember it like it was yesterday. I grew up in a small town in Southern California. Mom and dad had already taken me and my sister to Weight Watchers. I mean, we'd already had I'd already been exposed to diets and something not right about me, which just added to probably feeling different growing up. But I really wasn't aware of anything deeper. Anything deeper. Well, I guess if I lose some weight. So anyhow, that day that mom asked me to go with her to this new thing called an OA meeting. Like I said, I was young, and it was her and maybe four or five other ladies, mothers. And we went to I think it must have been a nursery school because we sat on little tiny chairs. And I can picture him. His name was Webster. He was an African American, older. He came in from out of town to this little town I grew up in. He must have drove, I think, about 45 minutes. He wore a brown suit with a tie. And when he shared his story, I felt like somebody had already told him what I was feeling inside. And he knew me, and he shared that he shared that story so I could connect or alone anymore. And I didn't know anything about 12-step programs. I thought, how did he know about that? About me feeling different or me hiding food and just, it was amazing. It was amazing. But that was just one meeting. And it wasn't until maybe, I think then I moved to Southern San Diego area and eventually went up to Northern California. And something inside said, find another OA meeting. So it was up there in Northern California that, I that I started connecting more to the 12-step program. All these years later, I'm going to tell you, it had to be my higher power, which I call God, that kept reminding me that OA was there and that's where I belonged. But my will had me going in and out, up and down, trying to find the easier, softer way, because it just seemed like such, even though I went to a lot of meetings at various times, and I remember working the first 4 or 5 steps because I remember having a sponsor. And it was that beautiful lady that I still stay in contact with, that heard my 4th step and was so gentle, because I was so young. I thought, well, what do I write about? You know, what do I, and she said, just write about your childhood, write about what you felt. And things came up. Things came up about my child, pretty well, that kept secret. Some levels of abuse, just fear, and it was, I sat in her driveway in the car talking about things that nobody knew about me. And it just all was different, but it, and years, I must have just been thinking about the program as a diet. It was like I knew I belonged there, and there was, I connected with people, but I was still trying to use abstinence as, if I just get it, you know, and stay okay. And the thing was, I couldn't stay abstinent, you know. And now many years later, I realized, because I was trying to do it like everybody else, and I thought all of you were perfect, that did it perfectly, and that's how you got long-term abstinence, and that's how you kept weight off, and I get it, and then it, and I lose it, and I had sponsors that I'd lied to about my food plan. Oh, but in all those years, I never got beyond step 5, and I also never back then, there wasn't a lot of OA literature, so there was just the big book. But I remember being in meetings and reading it and relating. It was so easy to switch from alcohol to food, but I still wasn't studying it. I still wasn't getting the thing about the a disease. I understood that I couldn't stop, you know, with one row of whatever, one package, one chip. I'm bouncing around. I know today that it was God that kept me coming back into the meetings, that kept me just, if it wasn't for meetings and all of you, I would never have been able to get where I am now, which is studying the big book, understanding the disease of addiction, that it's not about the food and the size of my genes, and even how many days of abstinence. I am grateful to be abstinent today. I've never had, I'm just going to tell you the truth, I've never remember having more than 6 months of abstinence in a stretch. There were times where I fell off the cliff, just go back in it, and probably left meetings and I mean, away because of guilt and shame and think I'm never going to get it. I look back at how many times I was drawn back to the meetings. God is so patient, so patient. My journey has very long and one of my favorite authors gave her first book the title, I Would Not Take Anything for My Journey. Because today I have freedom. And I'm every day I treasure learning more about this big book that I just treasure, and about growing into being my best self, becoming more and more spiritual, having, I mean, you know, we lived across the street from a Catholic church. You know, God wasn't foreign to me, but I don't remember that relationship. I don't remember praying to God and you know, it's just so different today. And one of my favorite little parts in the big book on page 28, second paragraph, we in turn sought the same escape with all the desperation of drowning men. What seemed at first a flimsy reed has proved to be a loving and powerful hand of God. A new life has been given for us, or if you prefer, a design for living that really works. And I think about that often, a design for living. I have been through a lot of therapy, which I don't ever regret because it helped me get through some of those memories, those childhood memories. Been to a lot of retreats. I've been to a lot of read a lot of self-help, did all that. And it all has served its purpose. But it's the big book that will carry me through the rest of my life. Each day, that designed for living, because we never know what each day is going to bring, you know, what, I don't know, what struggle or hardship or what change or what issue that might stir up, you know, that craving. And I know the answer in the big week. I'm so grateful for Zoom. I do at least one in-person meeting that's in the my local area here in the Twin Cities, Minnesota. And it's just a lot of years have gone by. I mean, I for 1982 because I know that the year because all my nerves in the back in Oakland, California. I treasure all my my literature that somehow has stayed with me through all the moves. There was a period I was 4 years active duty in Germany, and I know that I had some literature, you know, that maybe that kept me connected because I didn't know to look up OA meetings when I was over there. And yeah, I try to use the tools every day. They're there for us. We're all here for each other and to remind each other that we that together, I like to say together we are better, because I can't do it alone. I isolate, I hide, and it's a dangerous place to be alone, especially in my head. This is one of the safest places in the world, to be who I am, to come here and say, I haven't spoke in maybe a couple years, and that I'm nervous and I'm going to jump around and I might say things that don't even make sense, and then maybe I didn't even finish a thought, but that I'm just doing the best I can. And I don't have years and years of abstinence. And
Gentle reminder, Mary Jo, for 2 minutes.
thank you so much. But today I'm abstinent. And my message to everybody is that today is all we have, that to doing your best today, waking up abstinent and using a tool and reading your book and reaching out. I love sharing my gratitudes with everybody that I can, everybody that's in like my little circle, even new numbers and names that I get, I'll send them out. Sometimes I get them, people's gratitudes back. This is a design for living your best life. And I don't want to go anywhere anymore. I've been in and out of meetings, never in and out of program. I believe that God kept me connected to program. It may have taken me 40 plus years, but I'm at a 50-pound weight loss. I'm okay. We're at really where I'm at. It's been to share some of my story with all of you. So thank you for listening, and I'm excited to hear from all of you.